My name is Greg Lawhorn, and I'm the pastor of One Hope Fellowship in Norfolk, Nebraska, and Community of Believers Church in Creighton, Nebraska. Come in and get a behind-the-scenes look at the sermon preparation process. Well, good morning. Welcome to my study. It is Tuesday, May 3rd. It's about 9:17 in the morning. I've been in for a couple of hours. I've just kind of been doing some of the administrative things that you've got to do, making labels and putting away bills, paying bills, and doing those sorts of things. I'll be going away this coming week. I'm going to be seeing my daughter in Maryland, and I'm just really excited about taking a road trip to see her. So getting the bulletin ready for the week after and that kind of thing. What's really on my mind today is how wonderful it is to be wrong. Just what a complete blessing it is to be wrong, to be completely and utterly and inarguably wrong. I just admit that I have been completely and utterly and inarguably wrong. What I mean by that is that I think throughout my entire ministry, I have said, and I have said, I believe even from the pulpit, I think that people would remember that I've said this, that Roe v. Wade is a done issue, that it is not going to be reversed, it is not going to be undone, we are not going to get away from it, we're going to have to make attempts to save the lives of the unborn through various means, but we're not going to undo that. And I was just awestruck last night when my wife read the news that a document had been leaked from the Supreme Court saying that they are, at least in draft form, they have 5 votes to overturn Roe v. Wade. Of course, pro-abortion forces, the pro-death forces of our nation, are outraged. They are shrieking, as you can imagine. The Babylon Bee had an interesting item that after a whole night of crying out to Molech, the leftists of the United States have not been heard. It's a reminder of what happened with the prophets of Baal when they cried out to him and there was no answer. The reason that I think that this is so significant, the reason I'm so delighted to be wrong, is I believe that the homosexuality and transgenderisms, the LGBTQisms, the critical race theory, the wokeism, the complete and utter panic over the coronavirus, over masking, over mandates, over all of that, I believe that all of that is the judgment of God against the United States for the grievous sin of abortion, having put to death, coming up on 70 million babies, 70 million babies since the early 70s, a vast number. It's a tremendous wickedness. And I believe that if God does not lift his hand on judgment, the United States may very well cease to exist as a nation. And I do believe that we are under his judgment. This ruling, this potential ruling, let's be honest, it's a potential ruling. They've not formalized it yet. There could be a change in the votes. But this potential ruling is a glimmer of light in the darkness of the judgment of God. It could be that he is lifting his hand of judgment and granting us a form of national repentance in bringing this issue back to the forefront legally and putting it on the burden now on state legislatures to outlaw abortion. It allows us to have 50 ongoing active battles to save the life of the unborn. It's not a done issue with the determination of 7 men in the early 1970s. And for that, I am giving God praise today, and I am utterly delighted to be his child and to see this happen. It is potentially a historic moment. So let's be praying that this actually will take place, that the outrage that is now being heard and expressed in the media and by the left and by the pro-death forces in our nation and in the world at large will not sway the moral character of these 5 men and women who can overturn this. It doesn't mean that the battle is over. It pushes it back to state legislatures, but it breaks one massive war into a series of winnable fights. And let's be praying that God continues to grant us repentance, continues to grant us favor and forgiveness, and may lift his hand of judgment and continue to save sinners. Thanks for coming by my study today. I look forward to speaking to you again.